Crowds lined the Seward Highway below the city's airport this morning in anticipation of a glimpse of President Obama's arrival. As KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports, a glimpse was about all they got.
Officials closed the Seward Highway for more than an hour, about a half mile on either side of the intersection with Exit Glacier Road. Despite the distance, crowds parked and walked as far as they could, standing across the road from the airport, hoping to get a look at the president when he landed.
You have to just go to the other side of the street, please. What do you got there?
I'm a reporter. I'm taping the helicopter.
Oh, okay.
Overhead, a military helicopter circled, then circled again. The three Osprey military aircraft sent in for security purposes flew in, looking like science fiction come to life, wingtips at right angles and rotor blades whirling as they landed one by one in advance of the president. Seward folks were standing proud, eager to see Obama if they could.
I'm just glad that the president's going to be here. I think it's very exciting. I'm glad to see everybody's out and in a good mood, and it's a beautiful day and very excited.
I'm super excited. I think this is the neatest thing that's happened to Seward in like a million years. It's just cool. And it's a beautiful day, and I mean, you know, what better way to welcome the president?
But Obama's plan to tape a reality show with a British outdoorsman while in Seward drew some amused comments.
Do you guys know who Bear Grylls even is? Somebody from Alabama. My friend Tammy had to tell me.
Yeah, I don't even watch that stuff.
Is that for real?
It's for real. He's taping with him. Yeah. Here in your hometown.
Yeah, there's enough people here that know the real thing that you don't need to import amateurs.
After more than an hour, the big historic moment finally came. And just like that, the motorcade flashed by and was gone in less than a minute. I'm Ellen Lockyer.